Hoost Castle was one of the fortifications which was once built to protect the salt route running from Solothvino mines along the Tisa. The construction of the stone fortress on the site of the former wooden fortification began in 1090 by order of King Laszlo I and was completed a century later in 1191 during the reign of Bela III. During the Tatar-Mongol invasion in 1242, Hoost Castle was destroyed. As evidenced by the Hungarian chronicles, at that time the fortress belonged to a voivode named Hoost. The castle was restored in 1318, and it must be added that the outpost was constantly restructured to strengthen and improve its defense capabilities. From 1281 to 1321, the fortress belonged to the princes of Galicia-Volyn state. However, it was subsequently in the possession of the Hungarian kings and noblemen again. At the time, the fortress was used as a prison, and in 1447, during the reign of János Malomvízi, a church was erected on the territory of the castle. In the 16th-17th centuries, the Habsburgs and Semihorod princes fought for the city of Hoost and its castle. The strategic and defensive role of the stronghold could hardly be assessed since the entire plain and all the roads around were under its control. The military inventory of Hoost Castle consisted of 50 guns, several tons of gunpowder, and 3,000 cannonballs kept in three warehouses. Admittedly, on the territory of the castle there was a deep well, which, in case of siege, could provide drinking water to all the inhabitants of the castle. Any attempt to take the fortress by assault failed. These were only bribery or deception due to which it could be seized. During the Liberation War of 1703-1711, Hoost Castle was an important stronghold of the Kuruc rebels. It was here that the rebel leaders, during the Semihorod Sejm, in 1905 proclaimed the independence of Transylvania. However, during the uprising, the fortress was severely damaged and gradually began to lose its strategic role. In 1717, the city of Hoost survived the attack of the 12,000-strong Tatar horde. The soldiers of the garrison of Hoost Castle caught up with the horde near the village of Vyškovo, and together with the peasants, defeated the Tatars in the Strymtura tract. This was the last military action of the fortress garrison. In the summer of 1766, a lightning struck the fortress's powder magazine. As a result of its explosion, Hoost Castle and all the premises were destroyed. Several people died in the fire. Despite the fact that there was an intention to restore it, and the funds were allocated for this, no success was achieved in the matter. The royal garrison left the castle and it began to gradually fall into decline. In 1798, a storm damaged the last tower of the castle. With the authorities' permission, the local community dismantled the castle into stones, which were later used for constructing a Catholic church in Hoost. It was enriched with the bell and the tower clock, whose chimes once sounded in the fortress. Today, only picturesque ancient ruins remain on the site of the once mighty fortress. However, the castle hill offers stunning views on them, which adds special charm to the place.